It was just a simple change. Sitting facing me were 11 passengers, but 9 of them had their eyes down, engrossed in the world of their mobile phones. And the words of John Rutten's anthem came to mind. Look at the world and marvel every day. Look at the world. So many joys and wonders. So many miracles along our way. Give us thankful hearts that we may see all the gifts we share and every blessing. All things come of thee. We have to live with our eyes open to see the people around us and give thanks. Our reading from Matthew's Gospel, the last of those 5 parables, guides us into how we must live, not under duress, but as a natural giving and sharing of ourselves. Jesus calls us into his ministry, his life, to see and accept each person as he does. We don't know the hidden story of everyone's life, but all are precious, and by acknowledging them can make a world of difference to their day and ours. A few months ago, I was walking into Enfield Town and I was passing a young man, an Eastern European, on elbow crutches, one leg in plaster and half covered with a black sack to keep it dry. And I just talked to him as we went along. And he said how difficult it was, particularly to get up steps with his arms in elbow crutches and just one leg to balance on. And when we parted company, he said, thank you for talking to me. And then last month, on the tube going into London, I got on the tube and it was very crowded. And I think it's the grey hair and the age. And immediately I was given a seat. And a few stops further on, a lady got on. She was a tall lady, a black lady. And she just stood there. Nobody looked at her. Nobody said anything. But she looked magnificent. She was dressed in a full-length white satin dress with gold braid. And eventually a seat came vacant next to me and she came and sat down. And I told her how wonderful she looked. And she said, I'm going to a wedding. I'm traveling to Euston and getting a train to Birmingham. And I'm coming back the same day. And we shared. And when she got up to get off, I wished her a blessed wedding. And she looked at me and smiled and said, thank you for talking to me. And I felt so sad that she had to say that. There is so much we can share with each person. We need to acknowledge and learn from them and be blessed by them. How many people feel isolated in our world today. This is not as God would want it. We are called to share of ourselves through our faith, however painful or challenging that sometimes may be. But always, it's a privilege and a blessing. Did Jesus ignore the outcast or the poor, sick or needy? No, never. Jesus himself lived here as an outcast, not recognized by society as a son of man. He was poor in worldly eyes. He was homeless on earth, and he died a cruel prisoner's death. Jesus gave of himself and brought salvation to the world. We love because he loved us first and always will. We love not out of a sense of duty or foreboding of future judgment, but because it's a natural outpouring of the Spirit within us. It's our relationship with Jesus that will mark out our lives, and it's that which will be judged at the second advent, at Christ's coming again. 2,000 years have passed since Jesus lived on earth, and we may ask, has the world become a better place? Has humanity become more loving and tolerant, more willing to share resources, to change subsistence poverty into fair and equal living? We each have a part to play where we are and in honesty of response. We cannot change the whole world, but we can change others' perceptions of what it means to be a Christian, a follower of Christ the King, by living a life of practical, spontaneous, and prayerful love. We have such a privilege and also responsibility. We may be the only Bible that others may read, and that really is quite a frightening, challenging prospect. How we live matters. There is a story about Francis of Assisi. He was wealthy and high born. He was out riding one day and met a repulsive leper. He was moved to dismount and hug that poor man. As he did so, the face of the leper changed into the face of Christ. What joy to see the face of Christ in us, in others. Last Sunday, the Whitechapel Mission had their annual service of thanksgiving, marking 147 years of working with the homeless in London. Homeless will always be with us, despite what the politicians say and promise. And there they are serving 300 cooked breakfasts every morning, 7 days a week, every day of the year. And people come in and are given nutritious food. to last them for the day. And at that service, we were reminded that perhaps a few years ago, the Westminster Central Hall, and it was the superintendent minister that was there, that was taking, he was preaching on Sunday, said that they were presented with a bronze sculpture from a Canadian sculptor of Jesus lying on a bench. His head and his hands were covered with a blanket. Only his feet were shown. And they showed the marks of crucifixion. And this sculpture was presented to Westminster Central Hall, and they wanted to put it just outside their building so that everyone could see it. But Westminster Central Hall would not give permission. They said, we've got too many memorials around, and Jesus is not significant enough. That was their reply. Jesus was not significant enough, which can fill us with anger and horror. Instead, Westminster Central Hall would give a smaller copy of that bronze statue. And it's up on the main floor. And it's in a corner. And you can walk past it and not see it. Insignificant, the homeless, sometimes to our eyes. But we must see people. We must recognize what they may have gone through. How can we express our love for others? And here I share the person that you will know or have known, Kathleen Young, a remarkable, humble Christian lady who cared so deeply for her friend Margaret Carr and ended up really as her carer. And Kathleen, in April, was taken into North Middlesex Hospital, terminally ill. But she'd spent a lot of time with Margaret, raising money for Embrace the Middle East through the stamp collection. And they were told that Kathleen was very ill. And they didn't leave it to after she died to say what a wonderful lady she was. They wrote to her while she was living. And I share just two of the messages that she was sent. Thank you for your inspirational dedication to supporting Embrace through the Stamp Fellowship. Your work has raised tens of thousands of pounds, and you have improved the lives of so many people. That was by the individual giving manager. And the other one, you're an inspiration, Kathleen. Thank you so much for your loyal support of Embrace and your love for Christians in the Middle East. Bless you. And that was the director of fundraising. Kathleen lived out her faith. And she was thanked while she was alive. And she was thrilled. Never leave it before it becomes too late. to say, tell someone how precious and highly regarded they are. Just express those words of thankfulness. Live in a hopeful expectation that God will give you glimpses of his glory, of commitment, and perhaps in the most unexpected of experiences. Walking along the prom during a few days' holiday in Hunstanton in the summer, the Norfolk wind blew and the rain was pouring down. And I went into the Sea Life Centre for shelter. I looked at tanks of fish and young rescued seals being cared for, bringing back before they could be released. But outside, it was feeding time for the small Humboldt penguins. And I went out, and the keeper brought out a bucket filled with silver sardines, and he was posting them head first down the beaks of these penguins, and it was amazing how many they could swallow. But at the side, there were a few domed structures, and in each, there was one penguin looking out. When the others had their fill, he went over and he just tilted that dome back. And each penguin was sitting on an egg. However much they wanted food or needed food, they sacrificed their own longing to protect and give warmth to the life that was developing in that egg. And it was such a powerful lesson from a humble little penguin how we should live, that we need sometimes to sacrifice our own longings and our own hopes for the life around us. Where we are, we need to nourish those around us, to give of ourselves for the life of God's kingdom, to work together to bring equity, fairness, justice, and hope for all, for community, and how much our Lord's love is needed today. From Paul's letter to the faithful followers of Christ in Ephesus, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe. May we each feel blessed as we live and share through our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ in the months ahead. Amen. Thanks be to God.